This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The House of Representatives is expected to consider H.R. 3189, the Water Rights Protection Act, this week. The bill, introduced by Representatives Scott Tipton and Jared Polis, both of Colorado, seeks to reaffirm long-standing federal and state law and maintain the balance of individual and agency water rights that have existed for over a century and been repeatedly affirmed in statute and court rulings. The American Farm Bureau Federation strongly supports H.R. 3189 and is urging all members to support final passage of the bill and oppose any weakening amendments. The House Agriculture Committee has scheduled a markup of H.R. 935, the Reducing Regulatory Burdens Act of 2013. The bill corrects duplicative requirements associated with the Environmental Protection Agency's National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System pesticide permit requirements by specifying that NPDES permits are not needed for the lawful application of pesticides. The bill also prevents the expenditure of limited federal and state resources to comply with a court decision that imposes additional bureaucratic requirements without adding any environmental benefit. Securing adequate land to grow crops and raise livestock was the top challenge identified again this year in the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual Outlook Survey of participants in the Young Farmers and Ranchers program. That challenge was identified by 22% of respondents, followed by economic challenges, particularly profitability, which was identified by 15% of the respondents. Other issues ranked as top concerns by young farmers and ranchers include burdensome government regulations and red tape, 12%, availability of farm labor and related regulations at 9%, water availability and urbanization of farmland at 7% each, and health care availability and cost at 6%. Studies linking red meat with colorectal cancer have led to dietary advice to cut meat intakes, but there are still scientific uncertainties in the evidence, according to a review published in Meat Science. When emergencies happen in rural areas, response time often depends on a small number of volunteer EMTs and firefighters serving a large geographic area. To help rural first responders and residents prepare for an emergency and act quickly, the Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety has developed the free Emergency Action Tube Toolkit to help rural community organizations implement this life-saving program in East Central Illinois. Emergency action tubes contain a map detailing potential hazards and key points of a farm or rural property. The sealed tube is mounted on a pole, thus allowing emergency responders quick access to important details. Burn Dairy, a farm in central New York, is selling green, mint-flavored milk just in time for St. Patrick's Day on March 17th. The dairy expects to sell about 6,000 gallons of green milk. EPA's proposed rules on water worry farmers. A New York Times article written by Ron Dixon explores how new rules proposed by the Environmental Protection Agency could affect farmers, particularly provisions that require them to get permits for work for which they have long been exempt. Expanded EPA jurisdiction is likely to be costly and time-consuming for farmers. Don Parrish, Senior Director of Regulatory Relations at the American Farm Bureau Federation, noted in the article that EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers have a lot of authority to interpret the rules as they choose, despite reassurances from Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and agency officials that farm work will not be curtailed. Would Parmesan by any other name be as tasty atop your pasta? A ripening trade battle might put that to the test. As part of trade talks, the European Union wants to ban the use of European names like Parmesan, Feta, and Gruyere on cheese made in the United States. The argument is that the American-made cheeses are shadows of the original European varieties and cut into sales and identity of the European cheeses. The Europeans say Parmesan should only come from Parma, Italy, not those familiar green cylinders that American companies sell. Feta should only be from Greece, even though feta isn't a place. The EU argues it is so closely connected to Greece as to be identified as an inherently Greek product. Farm Bureau, U.S. dairy producers, cheesemakers, and food companies are all fighting the idea, which they say would hurt the $4 billion domestic cheese industry and endlessly confuse consumers. Whether or not porcine epidemic diarrhea virus can be spread through hog feed remains uncertain, according to Dr. Paul Sundberg with the National Pork Board. Recent studies in Canada are not conclusive regarding the role of feed in spreading the virus. The board recently approved additional research dollars for continued PED feed research and studies. National Ag Day, March 25th, is part of a series of events for National Ag Week, March 23rd through 29th. The events are planned to encourage Americans to learn more about how their food, fiber, and fuel products are produced, value the essential role of agriculture in maintaining a strong economy, and appreciate the role of agriculture plays in providing safe, abundant, and affordable products. Most Vermont sugar makers have yet to begin boiling sap into syrup, but it's too early to say what the delayed start and lingering cold will mean for production this season. If it comes off within the next week or so, Vermont can still have a really good season, according to Henry Markers of the Vermont Agency of Agriculture. This year's late start comes on the heels of a bumper crop last year when the state produced 1.4 million gallons compared with a more typical yield of 500,000, according to Markers. He credits the growth in the industry to more taps and the steady adoption of vacuum technology, which has increased the amount of sap collected per tap. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.